The beneficial nature of awareness is beyond causality. When we encounter awareness, when we have our first decisive experience of it, it's clear that it's beyond causality because whatever we've been thinking doesn't affect it. So we may have just thought about, I'm so mad at my husband once again, I don't know what to do about it. And then we remember to rest as awareness, instead of going off to the elaboration. Maybe I'll get a divorce, maybe I'll have an affair, you know, the guy I met at the party, he looked good and he wanted to have coffee. Maybe I'll go have coffee with him. So instead of going off on that detour, we rest as awareness. And in that, we see that something within us is beyond, completely beyond causality, that it's something within us that's uncaused, great relief. And that it, in being beyond cause, it's so powerful, it can interrupt this whole stream of thoughts we would have had at one time. So we start to realize its potent benefit and power, the reality that it is beyond causality. It can interrupt this whole cycle of suffering, of proliferating and resolving thoughts of either a pleasant or an unpleasant variety. Within the essence of awareness, there is no outlook to cultivate, no conduct to undertake, no fruition to achieve, and no levels of realization or paths to traverse. So we're not trying to get into any state that feels one way in order to be outside of points of view. And we're not trying to cultivate any special point of view to be in. We have no special conduct we need to undertake. In other words, we don't always have to be a good person. We don't always have to be a compassionate person. We allow our thoughts, emotions, and experiences to roam freely, being whatever they are. We don't have to be any special somebody to recognize timeless awareness. Whatever our perceptions are, They are the stuff of awareness. So they aren't anything other than awareness. And we're not looking for any fruition to achieve. So we're not going to some kind of destination or point in time where we'll say, this is timeless awareness and nothing else. And from this moment on, I'm going to maintain this state. Because we don't know, therefore we're not looking for any kind of level of realization to achieve. What we're realizing is that we're resting as awareness until there's no need to rest as awareness. And what that means is we rest as awareness until it's naturally present throughout the day and night. And in doing so, we realize that there is no destination or anyone going there. And we don't really know what our next perception will be. So we can't really say anything about awareness as a destination because we don't know how our awareness will be in the face of things like death or serious illness. So we don't get hung up on realizing some kind of a state. We just maintain a pure indwelling confidence in awareness, being naturally present no matter what goes on. And in that, we know that we'll be prepared for perceptions of death or serious illness or other unexpected or untoward events. Is that clear? So we're not traversing any kind of a path of that has a destination. We're not a path that has a destination is something like I'm going to start in Bolinas, I'm going to map it, I'm going to end it up in Bakersfield, California. So with this, I'm going to start doing certain kinds of things, and by virtue of doing those things, those methods and practices, I'm going to end up in timeless awareness. That isn't it. That is not it at all. resting naturally for short moments repeated many times in a totally uncontrived way. This is it. This is it. Until it becomes permanent, this is it. Short moments repeated many times. You'd never have to know anything else. And, you know, I indeed see people who have come to talks just a couple of times and they go off. They hear short moments repeated many times, they go off, and short moments repeated many times, they come back a year later and they said, you know, I heard what you said, short moments repeated many times, it becomes permanent, and I want you to know that's the case for me. I just got married, and I know my wedding would have been something entirely different if I hadn't learned about this, and so now I'm resting naturally. So, you know, this is all that we need to know. Short moments repeated many times until it becomes permanent. And then, too, there'll still be what we once thought of as perception, but now it'll be only perceptual openness. Only perceptual openness with no delineating out of any point of view as being something. Everything is just perceptual openness, no matter what is occurring. Memories about the past, memories about the future, reactions to what's going on right now, all perceptual openness without any delineation any longer of it as a point of view. Resting naturally for short moments, repeated many times, has put all of these perceptions into the rest of awareness. They're no longer seen as a separate thing. The world of separation disappears. It's just really the slightest shift. It's, you know, like a dimmer switch. There's the low light on the dimmer switch, and there's the high light. It's just a slight shift. You just turn that dial a notch, and boom, the whole room's illuminated. But the dimmer switch illuminates not only the room, but itself. You see what I'm saying there? In the pure basic space that is the true nature of points of view, timelessly and naturally present, such factors of developmental effort and causality are gone beyond. The essence of these factors is awareness. Awareness unobscured by clouds or darkness is like the sun that shines in the sky by its very nature, not as something that is dependent on something else. The realization of awareness is not dependent on anything else. It's not even dependent on resting naturally. So some people come to the talks and boom, that's it. Timeless awareness from then on. That's just the way it is for them. It's not dependent on anything else. They can't even say what they heard or when the moment was. It's just like, whoa. Perceptual openness, wide open space with no turning back, no falling back into another way of seeing. Read this text again and again. What will continue to unfold within it is a deeper and deeper meaning over time. So it isn't something just to read once or for a while until you feel you've intensified your awareness enough. There's no point like that that'll be reached where you'll feel you've intensified awareness enough that there's enough of that going on, because you'll realize that there's no getting anywhere, that the human experience as it goes on in life is just one of greater and greater intensification of awareness. That's what it is. So there really is no destination to get to. Here's one sentence. timeless awareness born of inherent reality, bright as the sun, will definitely be realized from the pivotal instructions set out in this text. If you're experiencing the text for the first time or for the second time, because there aren't many people here who have experienced it more than a couple times, just know that what is set out in this text will become more and more obvious to you forever throughout your life, no matter how many times you pick it up. It will become more and more obvious to you what is set out in this text. Now, many times when people are exposed to this text, at first it is like a mist in the morning starting to dissolve, or fog drifting away. But the more that you allow this text to be yourself, the more the sun will be so brilliant that it outshines everything else. So everything in this text will become perfectly clear to you in a way that you could sit and expound on it for hours. Besides being immersed in the restful alertness of timeless awareness that is the essence of these texts, there is no other practice. None. And all this text does is enhance the capacity to rest. This itself is the heart essence of all teachings, methods, and practices. So any teaching method or practice, this is what its aim is. No matter what it sets out as part of getting there, this is what its aim is. And then the paragraphs on things like, for that reason, do not magnify the stormy mind of seeking and intellectual exertion. Consider these noble texts in a carefree state. If the stormy mind comes up, or depression, or whatever it is, consider these texts in a carefree state. It may seem like it's not going to work, or nothing can stop your mind from spinning, but this will. Just allow yourself to be with it over and over again, and never think you've gotten anywhere in particular, that you've ended up where you wanted to be. When you think you've ended up where you wanted to be, pick up the text again, because there's no getting anywhere. The profound meaning will naturally arise as complete perceptual openness in all experience, the single expanse of timeless awareness. Greater and greater intensification of the complete perceptual openness in all experience. You don't need to scrutinize the meaning of the words with precision. That's not what this is about. As is the case with studying to learn something that is difficult to understand. In the naturally settled state, simply mingle your mind with these texts, and it will instantly become expansive and nakedly unobstructed. Easygoing yet alert perceptual openness, this is it. 100 rivers of teachings flowing under one bridge. This is it. When depression, anxiety, or irritation overwhelms, if you read this text, supremely joyful timeless awareness will arise. When joyful experiences flourish and great bliss blazes, if you read this text, attachment to clinging to such joy will be destroyed. We're not trying to get into a joyful state. What is aware of joy? Naked awareness is aware of joy. So it's the naked awareness, completely unadorned. We're not trying to get into a great bliss or a joyful state. Bliss is naturally occurring in naked awareness without being a state. If you are distressed by yearning and exertion, if you read this text or write it out or however you like to be with it, attachment to the solidity of your experience will be destroyed. So attachment to thinking that whatever is going on is real in its own right, it will be shattered. Even if for a while there are things that persist and attract attention, they cannot stand up in the face of this, of the potent benefit of awareness. No matter what it is, it can't possibly stand up in the face of your acknowledging that. You will gain happiness immediately. In the end, you will realize the timeless wisdom of awareness and its precious treasury of natural benefit of the whole. Since it rests in you, don't seek it elsewhere. Mm-hmm.